In the digital world, the future's in sight. A revolution rising, shining so bright. Bitcoin's the name, a force to behold. The king of the currency, pure as gold. Decentralized power, no middlemen's gain. With blockchains, might will never be the same. Secure and sound, a trusty friend.
Welcome to the Bitcoin Street Journal, Bitcoin Market Update Podcast, your daily source for live updates on the Bitcoin market. Join us as we delve into current Bitcoin technical analysis, track Bitcoin, BTC prices, explore market capitalization trends, and analyze market supply. Stay ahead of the curve with our comprehensive coverage of the ever-evolving world of Bitcoin. In today's episode, we'll cover MicroStrategy's share sale for more Bitcoin, Knut Svanholm speaking at Bitcoin Amsterdam, Ron DeSantis prioritizing Bitcoin in his campaign, Genesis Digital Assets expanding mining, Term Labs fixed rate lending protocol, Justin Sun and others buying Curve Finance CRV tokens, Nvidia's AI image generator, Bitcoin Ordinals forming a nonprofit, Meta betting on AI for Facebook and Instagram, GameStop shutting down NFT wallet, hackers using AI for crime, MicroStrategy reporting, Q2 profit, ApeCoin's all-time low price, Yuga Labs game struggles, superconductor claim drawing interest, WorldCoin's halt, Bitcoin Lightning network integration consideration, major XRP transaction, Albi's easy and secure web payments combining Bitcoin and Noster, and the Noster Zaps podcast sponsorship model promoting equity and listener involvement. Hey everyone, we've got some exciting news today. MicroStrategy, the business intelligence firm, just announced that they have entered into an agreement to sell up to $750 million worth of additional shares. And guess what they're planning to do with that money? Yep, you guessed it. They want to buy more Bitcoin. At today's prices, that's around 25,700 BTC. Talk about a bold move. Now let's switch gears and talk about an upcoming event. Bitcoin Amsterdam is just around the corner and they've got an impressive lineup of speakers. One of them is Knut Svanholm, an author, educator, and Bitcoin philosopher. I don't know about you, but I'm thrilled to have him on board. Knut has been known to drop some wisdom bombs when it comes to Bitcoin. In fact, he once said, "Bitcoin doesn't consume energy, it converts and stores it." I mean, can we give this man a round of applause? Moving on to the world of politics, it seems like Bitcoin is gaining more and more attention from presidential candidates. Take Ron DeSantis, for example. He's currently running for the US presidency, and one of his key issues is to protect Bitcoin. Now, whether you like a candidate or not is beside the point. The fact that Bitcoin has become a major topic for presidential campaigns is both impressive and inevitable. It goes to show that Bitcoin is no longer just a niche interest, but a force to be reckoned with on the global stage. In other news, Genesis Digital Assets, a Bitcoin mining firm, is expanding its operations in South Carolina. They're setting up three new locations in the state, citing the abundance of clean electricity as a major factor for the move. It's great to see companies recognizing the importance of sustainable energy in the cryptocurrency industry. Speaking of innovations in the crypto space, Term Labs has launched a fixed-rate lending protocol on Ethereum. They took inspiration from the US Treasury to create a platform that matches borrowers with lenders based on their preferred rates. This could potentially open up new opportunities for individuals looking to borrow or lend in the decentralized finance space. Now let's talk about one of the hottest topics in the crypto world, NFTs. Curve Finance founders CRV tokens have been in high demand, with the likes of Justin Sun and DCF God lining up to buy them. The Curve founder himself has even repaid $9.2 million in Aave loans with the proceeds from the sale. But despite the excitement around NFTs, it's important to note that risks still exist in this space. So, if you're considering diving into the world of NFTs, be sure to do your research and proceed with caution. In the world of technology, Nvidia has once again impressed us with its AI capabilities. They've developed an image generator called Perfusion that takes up only 100 KB of space and can be trained in just 4 minutes. It's amazing to see how far AI technology has come and the possibilities it holds for various industries. Moving on to the Bitcoin community, the Bitcoin Ordinals team has recently launched a nonprofit to support the development of its Bitcoin-based protocol. With the inscription of 21 million Bitcoin nearing completion, It's great to see initiatives like this contributing to the growth and sustainability of the Bitcoin ecosystem. Now let's talk about social media giant Facebook, or should I say Meta? With new chatbots and image editing tools, Meta is betting big on AI to revive its platforms, including Facebook and Instagram. They're aiming to rise like a phoenix with AI as the wind beneath their wings. It'll be interesting to see how these AI-driven enhancements will reshape the social media landscape. In the legal realm, Kyle Davies, co-founder of Three Arrows Capital, has made it clear that he does not have to answer to U.S. courts. In documents, Davies stated that he became a permanent resident of Singapore years ago. This highlights the global nature of the cryptocurrency industry and how it transcends traditional jurisdictions. Now let's shift our attention back to the world of gaming. GameStop, the video game retailer, had high hopes for its NFT wallet, but unfortunately it's not going as planned. They've recently fired the CEO who oversaw its launch, blaming regulatory uncertainty for the troubles. It just goes to show that navigating the world of NFTs can be a challenge, even for established companies. On the cybersecurity front, hackers are constantly finding new and sophisticated ways to use AI for their crimes. Cybersecurity firm SlashNext is sounding the alarm as these exploits become more advanced. It's a constant battle to stay one step ahead of these cybercriminals, and organizations need to invest in robust security measures to protect themselves. Shifting gears back to Bitcoin, MicroStrategy, the company led by Michael Saylor, announced that they have made a profit in Q2. After a slight rise in the price of Bitcoin, the company reported a $24 million Bitcoin impairment charge. It's reassuring to see that companies like MicroStrategy are not only investing in Bitcoin, but also benefiting from its price appreciation. Lastly, let's talk about art and creativity in the crypto world. Artist Mitchell F. Chan has created a fascinating Ethereum-based NFT game called Boys of Summer. This game goes beyond the baseball diamond and explores the concept of statistical overload. It's an innovative blend of art, technology, and storytelling, showcasing the potential of NFTs in the creative space. That's all the news we have for you today. Remember to stay informed, do your own research, and have a great day, everyone. Days after Yuga Labs showcased fresh elements of its Other Side Metaverse game, the Bored Ape-themed Ethereum token notched a new low. It seems like the excitement for this game is fading away, or perhaps there are other factors contributing to the token's decline. It will be interesting to see how Yuga Labs responds to this setback, and if they can regain the trust and interest of the crypto community. In other news, a claim about a room-temperature superconductor has sparked a lot of excitement and skepticism within the science community. Supercomputer simulations and even kitchen recreations have been done to understand the validity of this claim. It's always fascinating to see the scientific community come together to investigate groundbreaking claims like this one. Coinbase, one of the leading cryptocurrency exchanges, is currently mulling over the best ways to integrate the Lightning Network for Bitcoin. CEO Brian Armstrong has expressed the company's intention to support Bitcoin's Layer 2 scaling solution. This move could potentially enhance the scalability and speed of Bitcoin transactions, which would be a significant development for the cryptocurrency ecosystem. Meanwhile, Kenya has decided to suspend WorldCoin operations due to privacy concerns surrounding its iris scanning project. Despite having over 2 million signups worldwide, WorldCoin is facing increased scrutiny and criticism. Privacy has become a paramount concern, and it's crucial for companies to address these issues transparently to maintain trust and credibility. In another interesting development, Tron's Justin Sun has purchased 5 million CRV tokens to help Curve Finance's bad debt situation. This move showcases Sun's support for decentralized finance, DeFi, platforms, and his willingness to contribute to their sustainability. It will be interesting to monitor the impact of this investment on Curve Finance's future and the broader DeFi space. A memecoin's suspected links to Alameda and Sam Bankman-Fried have sparked discussions about potential conspiracies or hidden motives. It's essential to approach such claims with skepticism and always seek concrete evidence before drawing any conclusions. The crypto market is no stranger to rumors and speculation, so it's crucial to navigate through the noise and focus on verified information. U.S. presidential candidate Ron DeSantis has vowed to end Biden's war on Bitcoin if elected. It's intriguing to see political candidates recognizing the significance of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology in today's world. The stance of politicians on digital assets can have a profound impact on the regulatory landscape and the future integration of cryptocurrencies into mainstream society. According to Animoca Brands Yatsu, there is a particular development that will trigger the mass adoption of cryptocurrency in the coming years. As the crypto industry continues to evolve, we are constantly on the lookout for catalysts that can propel cryptocurrencies to the next level. It will be fascinating to see what this development is and how it unfolds in the future. Even celebrities are joining the conversation. Margot Robbie, a popular actress, has made a statement about Bitcoin, suggesting that it has Ken energy. While her quip might be seen as lighthearted, it's intriguing to observe how mainstream figures are acknowledging and discussing Bitcoin. It shows the increasing awareness and acceptance of cryptocurrencies in broader society. DeFi tokens have been experiencing a slow recovery, influenced by positive developments within the crypto industry. As the market evolves and matures, the success of various tokens is not solely dependent on the overall sentiment, but also on the progress and innovations within the ecosystem. This slow recovery may indicate a shift in investor sentiment towards DeFi projects. Tether, the popular stablecoin, has frozen $20 million linked to a phishing scammer, highlighting the importance of security measures within the crypto space. Fraud and scams are prevalent in any industry, and it's crucial for users and platforms to remain vigilant to protect themselves and their assets. Instances like these underline the need for robust security protocols and awareness. The IRS ruling that crypto staking rewards are taxable income emphasizes the need for clear regulations and guidelines in the cryptocurrency space. As cryptocurrencies become more mainstream, it's essential for governments and regulatory bodies to establish comprehensive frameworks to ensure fair taxation practices. Taxation rules should provide clarity and prevent any potential misunderstandings or discrepancies. Binance, one of the leading cryptocurrency exchanges, is considering launching its own stablecoin, according to CZ, the CEO. Stablecoins have gained popularity due to their stability and usefulness in trading and transferring value within the crypto ecosystem. If Binance decides to issue its own stablecoin, it could have a significant impact on the exchange's operations and the broader market. In other news, FTX, a prominent crypto exchange, faced criticism for not communicating its plans about an exchange reboot to its creditors. Transparency and communication are vital in any business, especially in the cryptocurrency industry, where trust plays a crucial role. Clear and timely communication can help mitigate concerns and maintain positive relationships with stakeholders. MicroStrategy, a company known for its Bitcoin purchases, has acquired an additional 420 BTC for $14.4 million. This ongoing accumulation of Bitcoin by institutional investors demonstrates their confidence in the long-term value and potential of the cryptocurrency. It will be interesting to see if other companies follow suit and continue to increase their Bitcoin holdings. Despite Bitcoin breaking below the $29,000 mark, a Bitfinex report argues that its bullish thesis remains strong. The cryptocurrency market is known for its volatility, and price fluctuations are expected. However, it's important to assess the bigger picture and consider various factors that contribute to the long-term value and potential of Bitcoin. While Bitcoin's price may attract significant attention, the price of Ethereum remains relatively unmoved as the race for Ethereum Futures ETF heats up. The introduction of Ethereum Futures ETFs could bring increased institutional interest and liquidity to the Ethereum market. It will be interesting to observe the impact of this race on both Ethereum's price and its position within the broader crypto landscape. MarketWatch reports that Ripple, XRP, has reached 70 cents, while Bitcoin, BTC, has faced rejection at the $30,000 mark after a $1,500 surge. The cryptocurrency market is constantly evolving and experiencing price fluctuations. It's crucial for investors and traders to stay updated on market trends and fluctuations to make informed decisions. In the latest update, Coinbase is exploring the best way to integrate the Bitcoin Lightning Network, according to its CEO. The Lightning Network has the potential to enhance Bitcoin's scalability and transaction speed, providing a solution to its current limitations. Coinbase's integration of this technology could have a significant impact on the usability and adoption of Bitcoin. These are just a few of the latest developments in the cryptocurrency and blockchain space. The industry moves quickly, and new advancements, partnerships, and controversies emerge regularly. It's essential to stay informed and assess the potential implications of these developments on the broader crypto ecosystem. Hey there, have you heard about GetAlbi? It's an amazing platform that combines the power of the Lightning Network, the GetAlbi browser extension, and an API to revolutionize web payments with Bitcoin and Nostr, a rising protocol. This groundbreaking ecosystem offers a seamless and secure way for consumers, creators, and developers to transact with Bitcoin lightning fast. Let's dive into the exciting features GetAlbi has to offer. First up, we have the GetAlbi browser extension. This extension is like a gateway to a whole new world of Bitcoin and Nostr web apps. With just one click, users can explore and interact with various applications, taking advantage of the lightning-fast micropayments facilitated by the Lightning Network. The extension gets rid of the need for QR code scanning or switching between apps, ensuring quick and convenient payment confirmations for a hassle-free user experience. But that's not all. GetAlbi also allows users to manage multiple Lightning wallets directly from their browsers. This consolidated control makes it super easy to handle funds and payments, enhancing both convenience and security. Plus, users can conveniently confirm payment requests from web apps, simplifying transactions and encouraging the adoption of Bitcoin for everyday purchases. It's like having one extension to rule them all. Now let's talk about the integration with Nostr. GetAlbi acts as the perfect companion, enabling users to generate and manage multiple keys for the emerging Nostr protocol. By linking their Nostr keys to their GetAlbi account, users can easily communicate and make payments with others on the Nostr network. It's a seamless integration that unlocks the doors to the new world of Nostr. Creating a GetAlbi account is a breeze, and it comes with a lightning-fast Bitcoin wallet and a personalized Lightning address. But that's not all. Users can also set up tipping pages, making it super easy for their fans and supporters to send payments directly to them. This multi-purpose account can even be linked to other apps, allowing users to enjoy inflows from various sources or even stream money to their favorite content creators. It's a versatile wallet that empowers users to monetize their content and build a direct revenue stream from their fans. Exciting, right? Now, let's focus on the creators. GetAlbi offers a groundbreaking opportunity for content creators to earn directly from their listeners and fans. Podcasters can take advantage of GetAlbi for Podcasters, which integrates WebLN and the GetAlbi API to enable instant payments, embed Bitcoin wallets, and even allow Lightning wallet logins. This means that creators can accept payments directly from their fans, bypassing traditional advertising models and creating a more rewarding relationship with their audience. It's a game changer for content creators looking to monetize their passion. But wait, there's more. GetAlbi is also developer-friendly, providing an API and SDK for developers to integrate cross-app payments into web and mobile applications. The GetAlbi account API allows developers to enable instant payments, embed Bitcoin wallets, and facilitate Lightning wallet logins for their users. This opens up a world of possibilities for developers, fostering innovation and creativity in the realm of Bitcoin-based applications. GetAlbi is truly empowering developers to create amazing experiences for their users. In conclusion, GetAlbi is at the forefront of bringing mainstream adoption of Bitcoin and Nostr payments to the web. Its user-friendly browser extension, multi-purpose GetAlbi account, and developer-friendly API are making everyday Bitcoin use accessible to the masses. As this platform continues to grow, it promises to transform the way we interact with and utilize cryptocurrencies for a more connected and efficient global economy. So, if you're looking to explore the world of Bitcoin apps, manage multiple Lightning wallets, or monetize your content as a creator, GetAlbi is the ultimate companion for all your web payment needs. Bitcoin, Lightning Network, and Value 4. Value are coming together to fix digital transactions, and GetAlbi is leading the way. Check out GetAlbi right now at getalbi.com. Let us know what you think about GetAlbi. Nostr's apps and value for value, V4V. Podcasts have become a fascinating and transformative force in the world of audio storytelling. These innovative concepts have brought about a paradigm shift in podcasting, placing the value exchange between podcasters and listeners front and center. Let's dive into the intricacies of Nostr's apps, and explore how they have reshaped the podcasting landscape. Unlike traditional sponsorships, where advertisers pay podcasters to promote their products or services, Noster's apps take a different approach. Instead of relying on advertisers, podcasters now rely on the support of their listeners. Listeners voluntarily contribute directly to the podcasters, acknowledging the value they receive and supporting their favorite shows. This groundbreaking sponsorship model empowers podcasters to maintain their creative independence while forging a deeper connection with their audience. No longer constrained by the demands of advertisers, podcasters are free to deliver authentic content and pursue their passions. In turn, listeners feel a sense of ownership over the shows they support, knowing that their contributions directly contribute to the podcast's longevity and growth. But Noster's apps are only one piece of the puzzle. Enter Value for Value, V4V, podcasting, a concept that takes the value exchange between podcasters and listeners to a whole new level. In this model, listeners are encouraged to determine the value they receive from a podcast and contribute accordingly. This unique arrangement ensures a more equitable distribution of resources and rewards content creators for their dedication and talent. And V4V podcasts go beyond financial contributions. They thrive on engagement and support, encouraging listeners to actively participate in the community surrounding their favorite shows. Whether it's leaving a positive review, sharing episodes with friends, or discussing the content on social media, listeners become an integral part of the success of the podcast. This reciprocal relationship nurtures a loyal and dedicated fan base that drives the growth and sustainability of the show. But what is the true value exchange in podcasting? It's more than just money. Noster's apps represent a tangible expression of the appreciation and support listeners have for the podcast and its host. They are a testament to the meaningful impact podcasts have on listeners' lives. By contributing through Noster's apps, listeners acknowledge that the content and experiences delivered through these shows hold significant value and deserve recognition. The value exchanged is not solely transactional, but rather an emotional connection and appreciation for the creators and the community they have nurtured. These shifts in the podcasting landscape have revolutionized the traditional sponsorship model. Noster's apps and V4V podcasts have prioritized the direct connection between podcasters and listeners, empowering creators to produce content that aligns with their vision while fostering a loyal and engaged fan base. At the same time, listeners are given the opportunity to actively engage, support, and contribute to the podcasts they cherish. This collaborative and equitable approach paves the way for a more vibrant and sustainable podcasting future. So whether you're a podcaster or a listener, consider exploring Noster's apps and V4V podcasts. As the podcasting landscape continues to evolve, these phenomena offer exciting opportunities for creators and listeners alike. By embracing this new approach, we can shape a future where podcasts thrive, driven by the passion and support of their dedicated communities. And before we go, we'd like to ask for your support. You can find us on fountain.com, Noster Build, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, Pandora, Samsung Podcasts, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, and many more platforms. Please consider adding a like, sharing our show, or subscribing to the Bitcoin Street Journal. Your support means the world to us, and we're grateful for your listenership. Thank you.
In a digital world, the future's in sight. A revolution rising, shining so bright. Bitcoin's the name, a force to behold. The king of the currency, pure as gold. Decentralized power, no minimums gain. With blockchains, might will never...
Today's episode covered a wide range of topics, including MicroStrategy's sale of shares to buy more Bitcoin, Knut Svanholm speaking at Bitcoin Amsterdam, and Ron DeSantis prioritizing Bitcoin in his election campaign, among others. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys at the next one, and don't forget to subscribe.